Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Brunch Sex. The ingredients you need are, this going to sound a little crazy, and this is a little, you know, this is
spicy. This is a lot of shit.
This is like a themed party. I'm not going to lie. 4 cucumbers, 2 tomatillos, 3 jalapenos, 3/4 cups of lime juice, 1 3/4 of tablespoons of freshly cracked black pepper, 1/4 cup of Tabasco green jalapeno sauce, 6 bottles of Modelo beer, lime wedges for rimming, and a garnished salt rim. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to peel the cucumbers, tomatillos, and roughly chop them. Grill the jalapenos until blistered and slightly blackened. Peel the skins once cooled. Add the cucumbers, the tomatillos, the jalapenos, lime juice, black pepper, and hot sauce into a blender and blend until smooth. Strain into a large container. Rim the 6 highball glasses with a salt rim. Fill with ice and fill each glass with 5 ounces of the mixture in the beer.
Medina, this sounds like a marinade for beer can chicken. This is a beer cocktail. How the fuck did you come up with this?
You can marinate your steaks and your chicken in it as well.
Yeah, I bet. Now that would probably be good. To drink this shit, a tablespoon and 3/4 of black pepper. Ooh, that's a lot.
That is a
lot. Plus a quarter cup.
Oh, I wanted to be diverse. I forgot you really be cooking and knowing the measurements. I'm sitting
With these measurements, I'll be like, this ain't what she meant.
But here's the thing about this drink. Like, have you ever had a spicy margarita?
I love this.
Too
much.
And I didn't think I was going to like a spicy margarita. So then when I saw this, I was like, this might sound good. I like salsa.
I don't like beer.
I like a little cerveza.
I was watching one of your vlogs, and you were at the food truck park, and you were talking about you like to drink beer.
Only at places like that, because it makes sense. Mm-mm. Do you be drinking beer?
No, and I keep trying, because I feel you on that. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean about certain places. Like, if it's a crawfish boil, I want to drink a beer. But nah, I'm going to have a spicy margarita.
You want to drink a little beer.
Yeah, instead of doing shots and then doing all kind of crazy
shit. Now
you're
sick. And...
Well, I don't be sick, but I be doing trifling things that I don't need to be doing at sporting event. So you know, it's like you got to take it a little bit easier, and you don't want to be the bougie bitch drinking wine.
Yeah, but everyone's like drinking the beer, and you're like, do you guys have sparkling something?
And that's me. Do you have a sparkling wine? We don't, but we have Prosecco, and I always turn my face up. Bitch, is that not a sparkling wine?
Beer.
What the fuck?
Anyway, go taste testing on girly beers.
I'll try it, because I do want to find a beer so that I can, like, get in with the people.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go to, what is that place called? Monday Night Brewing, or one of those brewery places.
Ooh, that might be fun.
Mm-hmm. I've never been. I've seen people there, though. Yeah, this drink, though, I don't know. But if she says it's good, if y'all make it, please let us know what she thought about.
Make your chicken in it, too.
Okay, so welcome back to Cocktail Share Discussions, you guys. How was your weekend?
My weekend was... It was busy. You know when you tell somebody you're going to help them with something and they ain't really tell you all the real details, and it turned into like real work. And but I had a great, it was good. I'm glad I'd be there for a friend and help. But I also went to Alabama. And,
yeah.
You know, and it was funny because when I was telling you that I was leaving, you thought I was catching a flight. You thought I was getting flued out. No, I was getting drooved out. I drove to Alabama.
You're like, I got to drive. And I was like, drive? Okay, so what part of Alabama did you go to?
I went to Birmingham.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
It was about 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Mm-hmm, that's not bad.
Yeah, I went to go meet a guy out there. And we did like, do you ever do like history events with men? You know how normally we do like the normal smoke hookah, maybe go to a beach, maybe drink some drinks. So when,
I want to do it because I love that stuff, but because I love it so much personally, if I take a nigga to do that shit and he ruins it or tries to be a brat about it, I'm gonna have an attitude and I might hit him.
Like,
and
if he's like, I don't wanna go learn about black history, nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, you fucking ignorant asshole.
And I'm gonna throw
learn
you in the street.
Bitch.
Yeah, I would. That's one of those where it's like, you gotta make sure you're with the right person. But
yeah.
So we went to Alabama.
So y'all did that.
It was actually
what was it?
We went to the Alabama Civil Rights Institute,
okay,
which is like their Black History Museum. Mm-hmm. And then right next to it is the 16th Street Baptist Church, where the bombing happened and the four little girls died. The history was really sad. And so, like, the conversation inside, I saw a different side of him. Like, we were mm-hmm. walking through. I vlogged it. This nigga so tall. Oh, let me stop saying nigga. I said I was going to stop saying nigga because I had just went to
I'm not.
I'm going to try. I was going to try. Because
you went to the museum? Because
I went to the museum and I was like, God damn. But so,
my granddaddy be saying nigga under his breath
sometimes. No, he don't.
Yes, he does. And shit. My granddaddy is a preacher, if I didn't tell y'all for the 5 millionth time. He's like,
my mother says sugar. My mom says, oh, sugar. My mom just like, shit, like, what are you doing? But no, so we tried to vlog. The vlog gonna be kind of dusty because this nigga tall, he all over my head. I was like, can you bring the camera down? It was a great experience, though. Mm-hmm. We had a great conversation walking through. He wanted to, like, try to treat the white people bad inside. I was like, you can't do that. Like, stop. He kept trying, like, we get to get to the front. I was like, come on. Like, you can't do that up in here. Like, stop doing that. And, like, but like I said, there was
funny, but it is.
There's
sorry,
a lot of
guys.
History in Alabama, sad history, but we had a really good time going through the museum, and we had some really good barbecue. I'm not a barbecue person.
You know I love that shit.
But ooh, when in Rome, do as the Roman. We went to a place called, now, we were going to go to some spot, but it was white owned, and I was like, I feel like we should go to a black owned barbecue spot mm-hmm. since we just left the place. So we went to Rodney Scott's.
Okay.
It was really good, Kiki. It was good. I thought about
Rodney Scott's.
It was good. Now, he got to really enjoy the real barbecue of it because he eats pork.
Hanging a brisket?
I didn't get no brisket. Because then I had to do my drive back also. I didn't want to be tired, fall asleep on the side of the road. And they'd be like, what happened? She wasn't even drunk. It's like, the bitch was eating Rodney Scott's and was tired, had the itis and dozed off and slid into it.
Oh, my God. So what'd you eat?
I had a pulled barbecue chicken sandwich, but I had white barbecue sauce. It was really good.
Yeah, that's the Alabama thing. I don't fuck with that.
It was good.
It's mayonnaise.
I liked
that's
it.
That's the white jumping out.
The mac and cheese was good. I couldn't have the collard greens, unfortunately, because it had pork in it. Why can't y'all make it with a turkey leg?
I make it with smoked turkey necks, actually, because it's more tender and flavorful. And I actually prefer the taste of smoked turkey over pork. But, you know, old habits die hard.
The potato salad was really good. And I always think that restaurant potato salad is disgusting. It'd be watery. Yeah. It was really good. Do you like hush puppies?
No.
I ate a little hush puppy. I dipped it in the barbecue sauce. It was good. I was like,
all of it was good.
I'm tearing it
Have
up.
You ever had hot water cornbread?
Hot water. Is that just cornbread made with hot water?
Kinda, but they cook it different.
No.
Okay, I'm about to make you some one day. It's similar to a hush puppy, so if you like hush puppies, but it's still gonna have more of that sweet flavor of regular cornbread.
Ooh.
It doesn't have no onions and all that extra shit in there. It's just cornbread.
I
but it's made
why
with hot
a hush
water.
Puppy is called a hush puppy though. Like, is there some sort of animal abuse that is, you know, has to do with it?
Maybe they were just feeding the animals.
And then the puppy's
hush
getting...
Hush puppy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. That's just
oh, no, let's
little...
find out. Does anyone know?
Does anyone know?
Leave a comment and let us know.
But, yeah, so know. Alabama, I really did. I had a good time now. There were some downfalls, but we'll get into that a little later.
Oh, that's for the discussion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what did I do? Oh, my God. I cannot forget. One of my best friends in the whole wide world, Grace, came down to visit, and she brought her
Grace.
Best friend. I do, too. So she came down, and Grace is the friend that you can call, like, for a last minute trip, and she'll just be like, you know what, fuck responsibilities, I'm going. If I got it, I'm going. Like, she's always gonna be down to do whatever. She's so easygoing in that way.
I love that.
Yeah. So her friend Nicole was like, hey, one of my other friends from college is having she's having a birthday party in Atlanta, do you want to come? So then Grace hits me up like, girl, you're gonna be in town? I was like, yeah, I'm not doing shit. So she's like, I think I'm gonna pop in. I said, well, pop in then. So
come
we
on,
all went to
Pop
dinner
Tart.
Nicole has a sister who lives out here in Atlanta, and she met her later in life. So she came to dinner with us. We all went out. We had drunk karaoke at my house afterwards. They stayed with me on Friday night, but not Saturday. They had a hotel. And we just had a lot of fun. It was really good. It was a nice surprise visit. I think I told y'all a month or two ago I was sad because it was like everybody has been getting so busy, I guess except for me. And these bitches don't be having time for me now. And I've been sad about it because I'm like calling my friends and everybody has a life. But it's always me and Grace on the phone. So it was just really good to see her, spend some time together, and leave.
I love that good friendship time. And now that, like, I have a bigger place, I was even telling you now, like, I'm comfortable, like, having people over. It's not like we're sitting on top of each other and my dog. Mm-hmm. There's a girl that I met during Paradise and Vibe in Jamaica, and she was really cool. Her name is Bree. Shout out to Bree. And she was like, hey, what do you think about me, like, just popping up in Atlanta? And I was like, absolutely.
Where does she live?
She lives in Detroit, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, one of those places, or Philly. A Detroit or Philly situation.
Something awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, and you can stay with me. She was like, really? I was like, yes. I always admire how you're such a great host, and you always have you. The little Kiki's Round the Way Cafe, whatever it was called during COVID. And so I was like, it's important to make sure you invite life into your house, have your friends over, and have a good time. It does feel good. Yeah. So you'll have to meet her when she comes and come to a hot yoga class.
Okay. I told you this I would morning. Go. Oh, you did?
Ooh, I was in that thing.
Oh, yeah, that's your Monday thing.
I was farting like a little
Wait
donkey.
A minute. Y'all be pooting in the yoga
class? I don't normally poot, but today.
It's a hot box and y'all in there pooting. And it sounds like Doritos and hot dog water.
I've been eating a lot of watermelon, and so like I...
Oh, me too. It's so good.
It's so good.
I don't care what y'all have to say about it.
And watermelon's the type of fruit where you be eating it ugly. Like, you might just be in the kitchen and just see that you cut some and just start tearing it up over the sink.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and I was doing that.
You ever taste a piece? And it's like, it's so sweet. And it's just like, you do turn into like just crazy, like a jigaboo.
Bitch, I was in that thing tearing it up. But I, you know, it's yoga. It's a part of the game.
Oh, wait, you were doing this at yoga class?
Not the watermelon, but I was farting in yoga. Oh. And it was hot yoga, and my booty was juicy, and I was a little scared because I was like, did I shit on myself? I was scared because I don't be wearing drawers because it's hot.
Yeah.
So I was in there doing my yoga, and I would say that this was one of my favorite classes. It wasn't Ayana's class, it was a young lady named Ayo Dele, I think that's her name. Mm-hmm. But she just guides you through it so smoothly, and I didn't quit. A lot of the times I'll stop and be like, mm-mm. Which, if you have to do that, do it, because you don't want to pass out. But this time I made it through it, and I just felt so good. It was a great start to my day, bro. Starting the day off right. I meant to bring my new little cards that I got from Modern Witch. I wanted you to pull one. I've been pulling my little cards.
What kind
bitch.
Of cards are they? Like tarot cards?
They're tarot cards, but they're like a, it's called the Modern Witch. And so they have little black girls on them.
Oh!
They're really cute. I'm going to bring them next time.
Yes, bring them next
That's
time.
So cute.
I love a little black girl magic on anything. And I got to talk to y'all about witchcraft too, because later I have several references. I don't care if y'all get sick of it. I'm talking about this week's episode and next week's episode.
Okay.
The pattern has been reading my life.
Ooh.
And I don't appreciate it, but it's true. And I'm just going
to. Maybe we need to try to create our own spell.
I'm not casting spells
But you're
now.
From New Orleans, Louisiana.
I'm not from New Orleans.
I mean, Natchitoches.
Yeah.
You might have the juice that we need.
I might have the juice, but bitch, I'm scared of it.
Okay, yeah.
You got it, because you just never know. My friend, I actually have a friend, I think she's coming in town today. She be on the internet buying spells and shit.
And her hair fell out.
No, she be casting them on other people.
Does it work?
Yes, according to her. But I'm
she's
scared to do
it.
Is
she selling them?
She doesn't, she's been buying them. They not cheap. I'll show you later if you're interested. But it's a family out here in Atlanta, and they sell them. But that kind of stuff, you got to be careful, because sometimes what the old people have told me is you'll cast a spell and the shit might not hit on the person that you want it to. Or... you're not going to have the results that you really think. Like, you might want...
Well, what's the point of the spell? I want my money back. It's supposed to work.
Why do you think they're going to give you a refund?
They didn't need to.
They will turn you into a toad. No, but it's like, okay, you might want somebody to love you or have an attraction to you.
And then they kill
you.
But
the attraction might be so strong. Like, you might get over that person and they don't ever leave.
Now you a whole Netflix documentary. I would be pissed. I just want you to know. I'll be floating up to heaven or hell and be like, God damn it. This just backfired.
Yeah, you got to be careful with all that stuff, and you just never know when it's gonna hit, how it's gonna hit. It's a lot of levels to the shit. So if y'all are out there with the spells and the witchcraft, be careful.
Well, speaking of how it's gonna hit, you been on any new dates?
Got that thing. We ain't talking about that, but I have been on some dates and I've been enjoying it. I actually today. I mean, y'all will have seen it. If you haven't, sign up for Patreon. What the fuck you waiting on?
Sign up now.
But I told a story about how the computer nigga. Why he tried?
Computer nigga.
Why he thought that he was gonna be dating me and my homegirl?
Wait a minute. Did y'all know that y'all both knew him?
No, we went to lunch and discovered it at lunch. I was like, wait. This date sounds all too familiar. Is this nigga's name? Is this what he looks like? And she was like, yes. I said, bitch, you have got to be fucking kidding me. That's computer nigga. And so she was like, oh my God, it all makes sense now. I said, girl, he is spitting us the same fucking game. So anyway, if you want to hear the story, because I tell more about it, it's on Patreon. And I tell you who the friend is. I tell you who that nigga is. And I tell you what we decided to do. with it. But yeah, besides him, though.
Atlanta. At this point, I don't even know if it's just Atlanta now. Niggas, stop. There's so many women. Do you think he knew y'all were friends? I gotta watch the Patreon. I gotta watch it on Patreon.
Just watch it. Because I answer all those types of questions. Like, did he know? All that kind of stuff. But outside of him, fuck him. I did reconnect with an old guy.
Ooh.
Well, you already knew this because you was there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But,
oh,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a wild night.
But since
I was the Uber driver. My black ass on Tahiti. The nigga asking me, you think you could drive him around? I was like, okay, sure. Yeah.
Why not? It was a YOLO type of night. We wasn't even supposed to be there. The plan. So anyway, since then, more has happened. I'll tell you about that later. And then I have been trying to meet new guys. So mm-hmm. I've been active about it. Even today, I told you I was going to lunch at the Cheetah.
And you went.
I did go. I got annoyed when I was there. So I met these two guys. They wanted a shout out.
Hey, y'all.
So their names are Ryan and Marcus. I met them.
Were they cute?
No.
Oh.
They were cool at first, but then Ryan kind of had an attitude, and he told me some things I didn't like. That might be a bonus episode, too. They were showing me text messages, and it was just kind of weird, but thanks for subscribing. They did subscribe at the
bar. Thanks, you guys.
They asked for a shout-out, and then Ryan later apologized for what he said, and I was just like, you know what?
I need
my tab. He told me that I needed to get hitched, but he already knew I didn't know how to be a wife.
And how I wasn't old were these very, two?
Ryan was older than me, but I think Marcus might have been younger. I wasn't sure. But Ryan is telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, my nigga, you telling me I'm not pleasant? You're interrupting my conversation. I'm not here by myself. You're all in my conversation. When I walked in, you asked me if I was auditioning.
Oh, he did it, Kiki.
No, yes, he did. He was like, are you here to audition? Good luck. I said, no, I'm here to eat. And then I felt bad because it's like, no shade to the girls that's working there, but no, I'm not here to audition.
And you just don't need to ask. That's like if you see someone and you're unsure if they're pregnant or not. Just don't ask.
Exactly. And that's another thing. Shut up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you're trying to have a conversation with me, but I'm here with my friend. I'm trying to have a conversation with her and close my tab out so that I can go. Anyway.
Pay the tab, Ryan.
Okay, you want to tell me about what you're doing? Whatever. Anyway, I told him that he dates girls that are too young for him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why he said I was unpleasant. Oh, well, I don't care. But I did meet them, but I won't be going on dates with them. Outside of that, I don't know. I'm still pretty open, but I met a guy and I like him.
Oh, what? Say that again?
It ain't no good.
Did I hear this right?
No, let's move
on. She likes a guy. Oh, my God.
Let's move on. What's the next thing? Is it time for an ad break? Don't we have some bills to pay?
I want to meet this man. I gotta know. Yes. We're gonna revisit this conversation.
Whatever. That was a slip.
That is funny. Okay, Kiki, I have a question for you.
What?
I want to know, where do you keep your sex toys, your lubes, your condoms?
Girl, I got this. It's kind of like a nightstand, but it's tall because my bed is kind of high. It's right there. So I can just roll over, reach in. I keep an extension cord so I can charge multiple toys up.
Because,
you know, I got all those products from Dame, and it's like I need them right there, and I just want to pop them on the charger just so, you know, I don't have lonely nights. And the lube is right there. She orgasms, taste vitamins, all the good stuff right there, top drawer. Where do you keep yours?
Bitch, I need to get my life together because my shit be all over the place. I got a dildo by the sink. I got something in the sink. I got some stuff in the hair drawer. Some stuff by the
bed.
It just be everywhere. Then I got a secret drawer in the living room, which really needs to not be in the living room because Zane be in the living room.
Ooh, he probably be searching.
I was like, I need to organize my life and my sex toys. I was searching on the Dame Products website and I saw that they have this cute little stash bag.
Oh.
And I said, hold up. I can stash it. It's zippable, 100% cotton. It's a little pouch. It's the perfect stowaway for your sex toys, your lubes, and you can just have it all together in a container in your little drawer. That's what I need.
Yeah,
my birthday's coming up, you know.
Well, yeah, because I do get stuff tangled up and then I can't find the charger sometimes. So that's good. I need that. Dame has everything. They really have a lot to offer for any pleasure seeker. Couples, singles, whatever. They got it all.
the hoes, the women of Jesus, all of y'all. Mm-hmm.
You can use, they also have a quiz on their website. And so if you're new to toys, or maybe you feel like you've tried them, but you didn't really like them, maybe you're just not using the toy that's best for what pleases you. So Dame has a really quick and easy quiz that you can take on their website, and it'll help you choose a toy that's gonna suit your needs.
I love that they have that little test, because it's so nostalgic. Remember 17 magazine, and you could just go and take those little tests and figure out who your husband was gonna be. Like, am I gonna marry Chris Brown? So like, the test is fun. It's quick. Upgrade your sex life, you guys. You really, when you are, you know, playing with your private parts and sex, you want to be safe. Get something that is up to par. Go to dameproducts.com, use code COCKTAILS today, and get 10% off.
Yes. Okay. Now, aside from, your physical pleasure, it's important to take care of your mental as well.
It is. And I was literally going to ask you.
What?
Do you think it would be awkward to ask a man who already spends money on you to sponsor a therapy session? Is that weird?
No, I might try that.
Okay, good, because me too.
I might say, you are driving me crazy. Can you pay for my Talkspace this month?
Please, y'all. Talkspace is the number one therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties. Anxiety, depression, which we're going to talk about today, relationships, for everybody, parents.
Fuck boys.
Kids, fuck boys, pimps, hoes, all y'all. Your therapist can help you achieve and set your goals that you might have.
Yes, and as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, just head on over to Talkspace.com, make sure you use the code COCKTAILS, and you'll get $100 off the first month, and it'll help you show your support for the show. That's COCKTAILS and Talkspace.com.
Yeah, y'all. All jokes aside, there's really no better time to work on your mental health than now and always. So y'all check it out.
Yes, check it out. Okay, so on that note, it's time for us to move on to weird sex, and then we'll get into the discussion, whatever that's going to be today. And actually, you guys, before we move on to weird sex, I want to remind you all about paintyourlife.com. If you are looking for the perfect gift to give someone special in your life, then you have got to check out paintyourlife.com. If you've been watching the episodes, or if you're watching right now on YouTube, you'll notice that there is a portrait behind us on the couch. That is the portrait from paintyourlife.com. We just had to upload a picture onto the platform, pick the frame. The artist sent us a proof of the photo. We did need to make a few changes, but it was super easy to do on the website. The user-friendly platform lets you order this custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. It's a really quick and easy process, and you'll get your hand-painted portrait in only about 3 weeks. You can send any picture you want. Our picture was actually taken together, but if you want to get a portrait of two people who are not physically together in the photo, that's okay too. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get the special offer, text the word TAILS, T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000. That's TAILS to 64,000. Text TAILS to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moment. All right, guys. So when I heard about paintyourlife.com, initially I thought, what a great idea, but it must be incredibly expensive. Then I actually went to paintyourlife.com, looked around, and I realized it's totally affordable. You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo or any set of photos at a truly affordable price. You can choose from a team of artists from all over the world and work with them until every detail is perfect. When I ordered the cocktails photo of Medina and I, there were a few changes that I needed to be made, and the artists were able to turn those changes around really quick before I finally approved the photo to actually be painted and sent over to us. It was a really quick and easy process. It only took a couple of weeks, and it makes for the perfect birthday, anniversary, or even a wedding gift. I love the portrait. We've been bringing it to the studio every time we record, and it's just really something different. It's nice. Our team in the studio didn't even realize it was a painting. They thought it was a photo. It's so realistic, so beautiful. It came in a lovely frame. We just love it. I'm going to have lots of portraits throughout my home from paintyourlife.com. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20%
20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word TAILS to 64,000. That's TAILS to 64,000. Text TAILS, T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text TAILS to 64,000. Moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text TAILS to 64,000.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert. Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
This week, you guys, I wanted to talk to you guys about some sex injuries. It's been a while since I've talked about these. I've been doing lots of crimes. Because I love them. I mean, I hate that they're happening because they're sex crimes. Like, who wants that? But, y'all, this lady's man ate some hot Cheetos.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm scared. And hot sauce. And then decided he was going to eat her pussy.
Directly after?
Yes. Brush your teeth. Rinse your mouth. He burned her pussy up, y'all. It was bad. She had to go to the hospital and everything. She went to the ER. She didn't know what was going on because she literally had a fiery box. And in addition to spicy foods feeling hot on, you know, your tongue, your taste buds, you know how it tastes when you eat too many hot Cheetos at once or you put too much hot sauce or whatever. Imagine what that feels like on a super sensitive region like a fucking pussy. Who would do that? And the way that your body processes it, like when it's to touch. Have you ever had a cut and got hot sauce or pepper on it? Or when you've gotten pepper in your eyes?
And then it spreads.
Yes. Like, I'm sure she had a little wop going on, you know? It was wet. It's spreading. It's bad.
There's so many questions that I have because, good sis.
Why would you do that?
Well, did she know? Did he, like, directly chow
now,
down
on the t-
and then dive into her pussy? Or did she not know that he did it? Because here's the thing. With hot Cheetos, it's residue everywhere. Even if he didn't eat them in front of her. Your lips is red. Your fingertips is red. How old is y'all? That's my second question. Because who
Girl,
is just devouring
18.
Hot Cheetos still?
I don't know. Remember, Cassandra used to eat those hot Cheetos
every
all the time.
Every day, all
and her
day.
Fingertips were red.
I'm not gonna lie, I used to love hot Cheetos and I used to dip them
They're
in ranch dressing.
But I like Takis
too. I was in high school. Yeah. Like, I just, now it's like, I like can't eat hot Cheetos just because it is childish.
I eat a lot of childish things.
And your fingers are just red.
You can only eat a few, and if I can't grab it with my nails, I can't eat it. Cause
and then
it'd
be
it
stuck.
Gross.
Yeah, you look nasty. But are y'all eating hot Cheetos?
They are tasty, but yeah, you do gotta kind of chill out on things that's gonna be looking like real dirty. Who wants to walk around looking like a kindergartner?
Yeah, it's like that. It's that part. It's like, you know.
And we don't need to be licking our fingers.
Yeah, we just
grow up. Anyway, that's it for Weird Sex. I'll have another injury next week and probably the next 6 weeks because I got 8 stories.
Yeah, that is weird. Okay. Kiki,
yes.
Something was floating around on the internet. One of our fans sent me this in a DM and was like, could you guys talk about this on the show? I would love to hear how you guys feel about it. And normally when people do that, I'd be looking at it like, y'all, I'm not talking about this.
We did 17 episodes about it already. That's how I be feeling.
How can it? Like, I'm like, y'all, we just, okay, so. Anyway, she sent the link. One of those sites where it shows the text thread. And I think this is a very interesting subject. It has to do with basically dating through depression and I think sabotaging your own life. So I'm going to read the text thread.
Okay.
Hey, babe, guess what? This is from the girl.
Okay.
She said that. He goes, what, babe? I got the job, $70,000 a year. He goes, that's amazing, babe. Couldn't have come at a better time. Now I can step down from my position and focus on my mental health. She said, huh? And sent that little emoji where he's looking like, wait, hold on.
What are you talking about?
Where is it?
Hold on.
Babe.
I'm adding to your income.
Yeah. Like she said, he said, babe, I'm not happy at this job. The money is great, but I've been working too hard for 4 years straight. I stayed so you could finish your degree. I just want a less stressful job. I'm depressed here. Use code cocktails at Talkspace.com.
Yeah.
She said, depressed? Question mark. How, when you make 6 figures and we have everything we need, Patrick, you're telling me about your depression now? So okay. You're going to be unemployed while I pay all the bills? Question mark. He said, Brittany, I paid all of our bills for 1.5 years. No, for 2.5 years. I'm asking you to hold us down, baby girl, until I see this therapist and get my mental right. I already have a few opportunities lined up. I need a month. She goes, wow, that isn't fair. This sits in my soul. Like, I have so much to say. I have to support you because you're depressed over a good career. You can't see a therapist and work as well. He said, no, I want to focus on my mental health the entire month. I'm asking you to have my back like I had yours. What's the problem? She said, I don't want to do that. Yes, you chose to allow me to focus on school, but that was your job. You provide for me, not the other way around. You can see the therapist and work. You're sounding lazy at this point. He said, lazy? Did I call you lazy when you were in school full time for 2.5 years? Listen, I said what I'm going to do to you. Wait, listen, I said what I'm going to do. You with me or not? Or are we done? And then... No, wait, this kind of got cut off. I don't know what was said. So, Patrick, I'm dead ass serious. I cannot support a man, not even for a month. I wish you would have told me about this depression. She put it in quotes. I would have left a long time ago. I don't have time to deal with this. You hid that from me, and that isn't fair. I hope you're able to get the help that you need. I didn't sign up for this. He said, okay, at least I know you're not wife material. I've been seeing a therapist over my depression, and I'm not quitting my job. I wanted to see if you truly had my back before I proposed. Get your shit and leave my house. You have your job. Now you can pay all of your own bills. We done here. She said, I knew you was playing. I was joking, babe. He said, lies. You were serious, Britt. I'm good. Just get your shit and leave my house. Stop calling me. I don't have anything else to say to you.
I had to write notes on all my thoughts.
I saw your fingers going and I saw it popping up.
Okay, let me say this.
Say it.
Before you go, because I know you got a lot to say.
We have to break it down in sections. We do. Okay,
so first part. When she was like, how are you depressed and you have a good career? Mm-hmm. Let's be very clear. You can make a lot of money, you guys, and that doesn't make you happy. Now, if I'm not saying that money can't buy happiness because I'm still trying to figure that part out.
Me too.
But I totally know what it feels like to have a job where you're making good money, decent money, whatever, and you're not happy. You never know what the situation is in the career. So he very well could have been depressed and upset about his career. Now, I feel like overall, the whole conversation childish to me, because why are we having this serious ass conversation over text message? You want to quit your job? I get it. If you were being honest and you really were feeling depressed, one, why haven't you felt comfortable to talk to your girlfriend about it when y'all have this real ass life together?
Ever. Y'all live together.
You've been supporting her. So it's like common law marriage situation. Why haven't y'all talked about this? Were you embarrassed? But then it's like when she came back and she put the depression in quotes, it's like, well, would she not have been receptive to him saying that? Is that what's going on? I don't know. I still feel like, again, it's all very childish. You don't have a conversation about quitting your job, I think, over text message, especially when the other person is going to now have to do everything. And that's a real in your face conversation, not, oh, let's just text about it and have a fight. That's some bullshit. The lazy part, I don't think you should call somebody lazy when they're a full-time student. That was a little bit crazy. And she knew.
You
didn't feel any type of way. Like, when she says at the end, oh, I knew you were joking. No, you didn't.
You didn't know you... She didn't have to say that part. You didn't know you were joking, and now shut you up. Feel bad.
But yeah, let's back up to the beginning.
What? I personally, depressed or not, your girl came to you with a highlight of her life. She had a moment that she was happy about.
Very proud. You went to school and you got a job. Do you know how long it took me to make $70,000?
She reached a goal. She's excited. You do not come back with that with, now I can quit my job. That's like me telling you good news and then you're like, and now I... No, that's not how you handle anything.
A bomb. That's... I mean, and fucked up my whole thing. Let me be happy and celebrate.
So naturally, you're gonna put me... Now I'm on defense mode because wait, right. What? Like, so
what
when...
What the fuck is going on?
What is going on? I'm telling you some really great news and you're coming back with, so now I get to do this. No, sir.
No, and we didn't say that.
Not even negating that you might be depressed, because that is a whole other topic that we have to talk about if you're dealing with depression. We need to talk about that. Like you said, in person. Not through text, that's not a on the real phone, conversation. In person,
let's
bro.
Sit on the couch, bitch.
Secondly, do you want me to pay you back for the schooling that you put me through, that you decided to do? I do think that adults need to take responsibility for what you decide to do. You buy somebody a vehicle. Carlos did this. You bought me a car, and then we did end up breaking up. And I mean, that was a whole different story. The car got repossessed. Okay, but anyways, you decide to buy someone a car. You decided to do that.
That was
bro.
Your choice.
That was your choice. If I didn't ask you to do that, you're like, oh, I'm going to put you
and
through
even
school.
Even if you did.
You didn't agree. Give me no ring. Yeah. I don't have no ring. And there's no, like, not that it's not a real commitment, but anything could happen. We know how life goes. You have got to remember that I don't owe you anything. If we didn't sign a contract, and I'm not trying to sound like a selfish bitch, but I think
it's
that
not
he,
selfish. It's realistic.
I think
honestly.
He was selfish for dropping the depression bomb in this moment.
I think he was selfish for that, for dropping the depression bomb, the I don't want to go to work bomb. Like, you doing all this stuff, and then you tried to do some little reverse psychology bullshit on her and call the bitch lazy. Bitch, I was in school. That and is a job.
And you should be proud of me, because not only was I in school, I finished, and look at the goal. I reached the goal.
Right.
The bitch probably would have wanted to help you out and take care of you if you didn't come at her like that.
Yeah, and then it's like, you, if you would have talked to her and really let her know how you were feeling, if any of this shit was real, but you said you was lying, whatever. If any of this was real and you talked to her, she might have been open to it, mm-hmm. like you said. Or y'all could have found some sort of compromise. But you hit her with some, it's my way or the highway type shit.
And that's not gonna cool make someone
y'all
mad.
Y'all love to scream compromise. But y'all, I say it all the time, people don't really mean that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to bend on my expectations or my wants or whatever to appease you. That's what you want her to do. You want her to work. She's making less money than you because you had a six-figure job, whichever range of six figures that was. Now y'all dropping down to 70. She just got the shit. You didn't even give baby girl a chance to save up money.
At all.
She didn't even buy her work attire yet.
It's
the
almost
fuck?
Like he was like, I've been slaving. Now it's your turn. And I just don't agree with that. It's like when
like,
parents
well, no.
don't come for money and then
month?
They say things to their kids like, well, I didn't have this. You know, I just don't agree with that. If I was poor and then I had kids and I'm like, but when I was your age, I had to work three jobs. I don't want my child to work three
right.
jobs. That's not what you do it for.
I'm working hard so that the next group doesn't have to
do it. Like,
the fuck?
And it don't even sound like she's a working woman. It's not like she just doesn't want to do anything. Bro,
she went to work. And this was another thing that I just thought about. That bitch told you how much she was really making. I would never do that shit.
That's a good
thing. I got a job. I'm making 35K. It's not much, baby, but I'm trying.
I'm out here working.
Okay.
We doing it. He was.
She really loved you because she told you the truth.
I'm all for it. I think the lady's name is Tabitha Brown. Do you know Tabitha Brown?
Yes. And that's she, always smiling.
And always smiling. Even when she's going off on people and she don't
Thomas
be saying no
cuss. Love her.
I love her. I just really found out about her and I absolutely love her. And I love how Wendy Williams tried to talk shit about her and how she's gonna let her, I mean, not even let her husband quit. Her husband worked a job so that she could, you know, make her dreams come true, which she did. And now he is gonna quit and work on his dreams and she's gonna support him. And they both agreed to that. He's not like now he's
it's
mad.
It's not like Wendy Williams and her husband. It's not that
it's
situation.
It's not toxic.
At all.
And I think you have to really know who you fucking with when you're making these types of decisions, because it doesn't come with a and now you owe me. It just doesn't come with that, because when Tabitha Brown's husband did that for her, you don't know if she's going to actually make it. You believe in the person and you do hope that they reach those goals and you believe in them. But if they don't make it, you can't in turn be mad. You can, but that's not what you're doing. If you're doing it because you want your
you.
Person to be happy. Happy.
Right.
And if that's not really like what you want in your soul for that girl, young man, it seems like you didn't really want it. Just seems like your intentions were different.
You wanted to break up with her and didn't have a reason, so you decided to pull one of these childish ass games out of your book.
Which
you wasn't talking to no therapist. You was talking to your homeboys on what was that app everybody was on Clubhouse. You went to a mental health room on Clubhouse for niggas who want to break up with their girlfriends, and somebody gave you this sorry ass reason, and boom, there you go. And you need to delete the app.
You do. And I kind of wonder if you're like a little bit jealous of her success.
I think so. You like, how can you be mad at somebody who is working hard and just trying to do things that you already doing, it seems like. What you mad for?
What are you mad for? This was a very positive conversation.
You wanted to keep her there. I don't like it. I don't like it. And girl, you cut your losses. Fuck him. Get another one.
Go get another one. And
maybe fuck a coworker. I'm just playing. Don't do that.
Another thing that I don't like, and then we can move on, is I don't like when people set up these play scenarios to trick you into failing.
I hate that.
It's just not. I'm 32 years old. I'm 27. But
what?
I'm 32. But I don't like games like that. I've never really let me not say I've never done them. I was a child when I tried to trick people. But it, you only are fooling yourself when you do that. It's like you're sabotaging your own relationship. You're setting people up for failure when you give this scenario.
That that's the shit I do when I want to be done with somebody.
Yeah, you do it when you don't want someone to
succeed. I'm going to set you up for failure.
You tell your homegirl, like, okay, go slide in his DMs and let's see how he responds.
Why? Nigga, do you know it's my friend? Mm-hmm.
Why are we, like,
what? It's childish. What don't are we do that doing shit.
From here? Y'all have a whole life together. Y'all needed to be done.
You did.
And sir, if you are really going through depression, you need to speak to a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play a game. Talkspace.com/cocktails.
They gonna help you out. They got you.
That was weird. I would really that look at somebody weird. Like if somebody put me in a
could
joke.
Could you imagine? I would have cussed his ass out.
I would have. I'm coming.
Hey, no, I knew you was just playing, baby. Boy, fuck you.
I'm coming
what
up to the job.
What you get my blood pressure up
yeah,
for?
I don't like when people play games on me like that. I don't even like when people jump out of closets and scare
say,
me. Don't
you
play.
You having a mental breakdown because why else would you be playing around with me on this phone?
It's not
like
funny.
This? I don't like it.
I don't
you're supposed
like
to be giving me
like
hugs
that.
And kisses and shit and gifts.
Don't play with me, little boy.
Not
I'll
heart
punch
attacks.
You in your face.
Hmm. All right.
So I want to know, all jokes aside, if you were dating someone and they told you they were depressed.
Wait a minute. Oh, you said all jokes aside, I had to get my mind right. Okay. If I was dating somebody and they said they was depressed, all right.
Yeah. Are you one of those girls where you will date somebody through their depression?
Ooh. What'd their depression look like?
Their depression looks like.
That's tough. Really
they're,
is,
they're secluding themselves. They ooh. Don't want to go out anymore. They're ooh. Sad a lot. They're kind of lowering your vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
They want to talk about their depression, but they don't want to seek the help.
All right.
Not they don't want to, but they're not.
That's enough. If you won't seek help, I can't. We're going to have to break up. And maybe if you ever do get help, we can come back. Because if I love you, I love you. If I care about you, I care about you. And it's really hard for me to break those ties, no matter what happens, sadly. But if you're not willing to seek help, it's so hard. I have a friend like that, and it's like, you need help, and you're refusing help, and you give me these reasons, and I hear you, and I want to be there for you. But sometimes, honestly, it's very difficult. I cannot imagine being in a relationship with somebody like that, because I feel like they put even more pressure on you to just deal with shit, and it's like, no. Why do I have to do that? Because now you're about to make me depressed too.
And most of the time that's what ends up happening. Now you've lowered.
And we're both two sad people with low vibration.
That's a lot of stress to put on somebody. Not saying yeah. if something, like, you know, speak out and do what you need to do, but you do have to be active about you have got, I can't make you undepressed.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I already know it. I'm not the type of woman. Now, if we're married, that's one thing. And even still, there's a time frame on it.
You still got
to
get help.
You have to get help and you have to do something because life is about living for me. I want to be happy. We already are. All deal with our own stresses and depressions, and if you can't get help and if I can't get help you get help, we have to break up so that you can help you. We're not gonna bring mm-hmm. each other down, bro. And like you said, if I love you and we're gonna bring it back together, then we'll do that. But mm-hmm. a lot of times I feel like when people go through depression, it's something that you gotta seek that help with you. I can't
yeah, because you're gonna bring everybody down around you, and then you're not even gonna like me, and then it's like, what the fuck did I stay here for? Now I done fucked up my vibes. And it's going to take me 25 more years to find a new man. Do you know how long it took me to find you, you little bitch? I'm going to be mad.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
You little bitch.
That's like, how I'm going to feel about it. Like, you done fucked up my vibration. Now I'm cussing every other
now
word.
Now everybody's mad. It is depression is a lot. And I think it's when you have to think about the person that you're also putting, like, the stress on. Not,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm not saying don't talk about it. Because obviously you still going to hopefully have people in your lives that are going to stick it out with you regardless.
It's easier to talk to somebody about it when you feel like they're open to getting help, or like you're talking about it not to stay put, but mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I've been holding this in, I need to let it out,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to feel like this.
Right. But when it comes to your love relationship, you can't always expect that your partner is gonna stick it out with you, because
that's
honestly
true.
It's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I bringing up Carlos again. Oh, and I got on my Carlos leggings. That's so crazy.
I walked in here. I said, oh, where'd you get your leggings? I thought it was just a little swirly print. And I said, oh, never mind.
If y'all
know
didn't
him.
Know, bro thought it was Drake. I was like, Drake? I need to get some Drake leggings. If y'all don't know, my ex-boyfriend Carlos is on the show Good Girls, and they're canceling the show, and he's sad. So I just wanted to give him a little shout out. But when Carlos and I used to date, we dated for 8 years, and a lot of people do know this. I don't know if you knew this. I think you do. He lost a child. Mm-hmm. That was heavy for me to deal with. Like when he would go through the
motions of it. He lost it while y'all were dating?
No. Okay. Well before, but that's one of those griefs that you really don't
ever. You never get over.
Yeah, that's something that is heavy. And there would be times in our relationship where he would put that weight on me and I couldn't deal with it. And I had to be a grown up and let him know, because it's not fair for me or for me to sit there and be like, dang, I don't know what to say or I don't know what to do. I'm feeling uncomfortable. It was really hard and heavy. And we ended up having to end our relationship because of PTSD, him losing his job. It was a lot of depression going on. I was like, I'm not grown enough for this yet. I've never even had a child. And so it was really hard. And he was mad for a minute, but then it was like, he came back and was like, I understand. I get it. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Carlos. Dating through depression can be difficult for some of the people that can stick it out. Cheers to you. And if you can't, cheers to you too.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta do what's best for you. Can't be holding on all the time. Okay, I'm interested to know about your yoga conversation. What is this?
Okay, y'all. So if you guys don't know, I have dived into hot yoga and I love it because if you're stressed or if you're going through a lot, you can't think about anything else during the class but breathing.
Mm-hmm. If you're gassy, apparently, you can smell it. I don't need to go. I've been gassy lately.
So I go to the Yoga Bay's hot yoga class. She wasn't teaching this one, but I called her over the weekend and we were just talking about like dating. And like, how's life going? What's going on? Like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And we started talking about Apple and Olive. You know who they are, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
these damn imaginary kids.
They're not imaginary kids. They live inside of some man's ball sack.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So those are my twin girls. And she was like, I was just telling her how my dating life has been, like, men that I've actually been going on dates with. Because we both been trying to really put ourselves out
really
there.
We really have.
To the point where, bitch, I'm annoyed. I'm about to go back to not. And so she was like, well, I want you to take a look at the men that you are going on these dates with, whether it was just one date or y'all now fucking. Okay. Whether you really like them or you don't. The people that you're just deciding to give a chance, would they be good? Would they be a good dad for Apple and Olive? She was like, and then also, I want you to look at.
It's a two-piece.
Yeah. She was like, The people that you date represent how you feel about yourself. And I thought about it and I was like, because she said, because why else would you allow somebody into your life if you don't see something in them that, you know, you're connecting with? And it made me think, like, I thought about the three people that are in my text right now.
Okay.
And I almost had a heart attack.
Why?
Because if that is in fact true, that the people that you are dating represent how you feel about yourself. Bitch, I was just with a nigga that was involved in a shootout. Y'all listen to the Patreon if you want to know what the fuck happened with that. Mm. I told you I had to go get a plan B. Oh, shit. That was in the... Okay.
All right.
That's one of those things where it was like, okay... She was like, you don't want to do that to Apple and Olive. Imagine if that was their daddy. And I was like, I was shaking, Kiki. Mm-hmm. Then the most recent guy who I do go on dinner dates with, and we really don't be fucking, but like we'll hang out. It's still like, it's stale. It's not like anything else. And yeah, he's boring and super old. By the time Apple and Olive get 12, he'll be dead. Then we have Lieutenant Bay, who is like, what are we doing, bro? I literally, basically all three of these guys are a state of confusion. Is that how I view myself?
Possibly.
My nigga.
Do you feel like you're really sure, confident, and comfortable in who you really are right now? Or do you feel like maybe you're trying to figure it out and that's why they're all so different?
That sound... Are you a therapist?
No, I've been reading The Pattern.
Oh, bitch, I need to go ahead and download that. You hit it right on.
Because I've had this talk with myself, too, and I always be like... Like, I've said it on the show millions of times. I know I'm just going out with this nigga because I'm bored. And then I'm like, damn, bitch, are you that boring that you have to go find excitement from another person? Let me tell you what The Pattern said this morning as I was reflecting on my night yesterday. It says... First of all, read the top. Romantic and impractical. That's what The Pattern says about me and my life.
Oh, she be going off.
Yes. And it says some things that really hurt, but I think it hurts the most because it's like, it's almost like looking in a mirror, except it's words. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't slip off into a character like I do when I do have my talks in the mirror or the shower. Anyway, so it says, channel this spiritual longing and desire to connect into a sacred calling and purpose and embody these qualities within you. These qualities that I'm looking for in somebody else. Because it had 50 million slides, and I'm not going to read all those because y'all need to be all in my business like that. I already let you in between my legs and inside my butt. Basically, it was saying a lot of times I seek this excitement and something else in someone else, and I get so wrapped up in this shit, and then I start fantasizing about stuff, and then I get upset later because the shit don't work out. But it's like, bitch, you was fantasizing the whole time. You're not even looking at shit for what it is. You over here in fairy tale land. Grow the fuck up is kind of what it says. Anyway, so it says, embody these qualities within you rather than project them onto the people you're attracted to. Notice it said who I'm attracted to, not who's attracted to me, who I'm going after. Listen to all my stories. Think about it. This bitch is rude, but she's right. All right. You'll likely continue to have these kinds of experiences until you embrace these traits and find wholeness independent of a relationship. Now, while I be single, you know, sometimes I do be finding my man that I really like, and I be like, oh my God, that's my man in my head. I know we're not really together, but... yeah, and it's right.
That's so the part that goes hard, with what though. You're it's like, about. It goes with what I'm talking about because then, okay, you look at yourself and you're like, okay, let me try to like fix these. Let me try not to do that. Like, basically,
it's so
like,
hard.
It's really hard because then you have these moments where it's like, well, I do want to just like go out and have fun, but then like. According to like the universe and people who believe in stuff like that, it's like when you do that, the universe is looking at you like, okay, bitch, well, I'm gonna keep sending you that type of vibration since that's what you want to give attention to. Mm-hmm. But no, like,
it's like, can't you just throw a little curveball at your girl one time and let me experience this other thing so I can stop fantasizing and really live it? Or did you throw it and I ducked that bitch? Like, what happened? Can somebody send me a text message or tomorrow's pattern update? Can you let me know? Because I've been missing it.
I've been missing it. Like, and you know, I was listening to the gospel radio station.
Oh,
it just happened to be on my channel. I don't know why, but it was on there. Not just I was listening to it, and like this man was on there preaching and hooting and hollering. I had to turn it eventually because it was too much. I was like, this is too much screaming. But the nigga was like, you know when people say stuff like, and God came to me one day. Mm-hmm. When God be coming to people and talking to you, do you really hear that nigga's voice? And he's like, hey, look, Medina, here's what I need. Because I be trying to listen. I'm like, that nigga not talking.
Okay, honestly. When it happens to me, when I feel like it's happening, it's my own voice. But it's like, bitch, where that thought came from? It's like, it's just, like, you know when you have an epiphany about something? Mm-hmm. It's like that. Or sometimes when I talk to myself, kind of like different, it's like a different tone. And I'm like, I guess that was God giving me a message. Because, I mean, what other voice am I going to hear in my head?
Okay, so it's not like Manifest, where you just walk in and also she's like, Lee, let the dogs out. And you're shit.
Not in my experience. Now, I don't know about other people, but I do think it's your own voice so that it's familiar. Okay. I don't know. What y'all think? Leave a comment.
Let us know. How God be talking to y'all? And do you ever refer, do you ever be like, nigga, to God?
Sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm sorry.
Because I'll be like, you know my heart. You be hearing me down here cussing.
I be cussing and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh, I shouldn't say that either. And I'm just like, man, I'm going to call you back later. And I'm not on the phone, but I really be saying call back. Even when I'm vlogging and stuff, I'll be like, I'm going to call y'all back. This is not a phone call. Okay. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. That's a good song. And sometimes I guess I just take it too serious. But yeah, that happens.
But I have a question for you.
Yes.
If dating does, the people you date does represent who you are, are you satisfied with the people that you're dating if they represented you? Okay.
No. I don't know. Okay. So I kind of feel like they're representative of...
They represent how you feel about yourself. That's what she said.
Yeah. I feel like the guys, they typically represent something that I feel like I'm missing. In my own life. And so I try and find it in another person. So they're not like what I think I am, but they're never whole people. Like, I can never like all of them. It's like I find one thing and I just focus on that and forget about all the bad shit and then I cry about it later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen to a little Beyonce, little Drake.
Mm-hmm. Some Mariah Carey. Fly like a bird. Spread these wings.
Dating out of boredom.
All the time. That's the story of my dating life. I be getting bored and I hate doing that. But a lot of times I do feel that way because it is like when you look at the people that you've gone on dates with and you give your time to, it's like, why did I even do that? Sometimes I'll be listening to people like you and other friends and they'll be like, oh, Kiara, just try something different. But they're not interesting. But I'm trying to try something different because it's like, okay, I'm saying that at first, but I haven't given them a chance. But then when I give them a chance,
And that's where I'd be getting confused. Like, I'm like, I don't know. There's a thin line between trying something different and wasting your goddamn time. There was a dude that I met on Bumble, and I wanted to go on the date with him. I invited him out. I've been trying to do a better job of being like, hey, I'm going here. Would you like to come? You know, sometimes you're going somewhere, you're like, I don't mind having the company. Like, okay, let me extend the invite. It's not always you asking me out. And he couldn't come. And I was like, I'm not asking you no more. I was annoyed. But and then on top of that,
asked that one time and then that's it. Bitch, come.
Yeah, like just come.
We're not doing nothing but playing video games.
I feel like when women extend invites, nigga, say yes.
Period.
Or give a real clear answer as to why you can't. Or
do a reschedule. I can't do it today, but I do want to go with you. Is there any way we could go on Saturday?
Like, this nigga wanted to go for coffee. And I am not a coffee date girl. Oh. Like, I don't understand the point of a coffee date. First of all, he wanted to go and have coffee after 5 p.m. I'm 32 years old. I need to go to sleep all goddamn night. I wake up at 7:30. No. Like, and so then it's like, I'm trying to try something new. Maybe I need to go on a coffee date. Why are we having coffee
at 5 o'clock? I'm going to throw this coffee in your face.
And how about that? So I don't know. With dating, it's like I knew I was going to go on the date and be bored. So then I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, it's something new, but it's really not new because I have coffee every day. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to go on the coffee date because you don't want to spend no money, which is fine. I'm not saying you need to go and buy bottles on our first date or spend a whole bunch of racks on our first date. But a coffee date, my nigga?
Oh, no. I'm just joking.
But I was like, maybe I should have tried something new, but I didn't want to do that.
That ain't really new, yeah. You already drink coffee.
It's hard being a modern woman. It wasn't an
experience.
And then when you really do know what you want to do, men be looking like, well.
You want to do all that?
Or they just look at you like crazy for knowing what you want. I'm dating is starting to be literally just a project for me.
I should have went to college to find a husband instead of this goddamn degree.
I should have started making a matchmaking. I should have made a matchmaker business. Also, going to college to find a husband. I remember a friend of mine told me he knows so many women that went to law school just to find a husband.
Yeah. Bitches be out here getting degrees on degrees on degrees. And they're looking for that MRS degree. And once they get that, it's like, fuck the degrees, fuck the student loans. Hubby got it. And I'll be like, damn, did I do life wrong?
I did.
Yeah, definitely.
That needs to be the name of the episode. Did I do life wrong?
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, I went on a date this past week and I went to the Illuminarium. And
how was it? I want to go.
It ended up breaking down while we were in there, and they gave us vouchers to come back in 6 months. But it was
6 months.
And so I said, 6 months. Like, so we still got to go through it, but we didn't get to get the rumbles and the rain. It's supposed to, you know, you're supposed to feel the rain.
Feel the rain.
Yes, you're in a safari. It smells like poop. It was so much fun.
I didn't know.
Not like human feces, but you know how like the wilderness.
Animal feces is worse.
I love this is going to sound weird, but I like how like farm poop smells like horse stuff. Like, it smells like oats and grains. Well,
do y'all hear what I be having to listen to?
Like, but the Illuminarium, I'm making it sound crazy, but the Illuminarium on the Beltline, it's you walk through a safari and they make it like a virtual experience and you see the lions in the trees. It is cool. It's a fun day. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids running around, I will say that, but you can still wear heels.
There's a bar there though, right?
There is a bar, but you got to make a reservation for the bar. Mm-hmm. So remember that. It's really cute. I would give it a 8.5 only because my experience, it broke down. We didn't get the raindrops. But
good thing you had braids.
Right?
Well, it doesn't matter. You didn't get the raindrops.
I didn't get the raindrops, but it was raining outside for real. Ooh. But that date, and I hope that the man does not hear this, but
can y'all please stop listening to us if you're going on dates with us?
Like, if you're going on dates, just turn up. It's not
fair. It's fucking up the vibe of the show, okay?
Yeah,
we can't even share with our peeps no more because y'all trying to clock us.
And I don't like it.
Me either. But I went on a date
with him basically out of him wearing me down. This is someone that I do know, and I kind of knew.
So it does work. When they say, I'm going to wear you down.
Okay. It does if you wear me down enough. And so I was bored, and he was like, I'm going to keep trying that. Because I kept, you know, canceling.
Yeah.
I mean, like, rude canceling. Like, we're supposed to meet in 2 hours, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to sleep. Just like rude. I am aware of that. He said, I just want you to know I'm not.
You're going to sleep.
I'm
going to sleep.
No, I don't even have a reason, nigga. I'm not coming. I'm just not coming. I'm tired. I got 4 eyelashes. So he was like, I just want you to know this. I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to eventually take you on a date. And so finally, one day I was like, I was tired of shit this weekend. But I went on the date, went to the Illuminarium, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. His suggestion on what we should do was like, okay, I'll go. I won't be bored. But then afterwards, we went to dinner. And we were sitting at dinner, and I was just looking at him like, again, apple and olive, could you be their dad? Mm-hmm. And the answer is no.
Damn, why?
I just don't feel it. Mm-hmm. You know what
you
I mean?
You wanted those sparks.
Yeah. I do want that type of something where it's like, I see us at the wedding dancing and laughing, and I see like my family around you excited that I'm with you. I saw my family looking like, oh shit, this is, what are the kids
doing? What is she doing
now? Yeah, what is she doing? What happened? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm just overthinking things or if I'm just fucking bored and I need to just maybe not date, but I don't want to not date because I want to try restaurants.
Mm-hmm. That should get high.
It get too high.
Especially me.
Because Kiki, you be ordering a... One thing about Kiki is she going to order... What are those cheese boards called?
Oh, I'm going to get the charcuterie, bitch. We need a snack.
It's going to be a whole charcuterie with the olives and all.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to feed them to her. But I do like to share. I like to taste everything. So I like when it's a group or at least one other person. So it's not just me because I be throwing the shit away or giving it to the homeless
people. Yeah, because I was saying, you don't be getting a to-go box.
Because I'm not going to eat it later. Which it's just going to fill up in my refrigerator.
I'm gonna get it to go by.
Now, sometimes when the food is really, really good and it's enough, I will. But a lot of times, I take that shit home and I don't eat it. But yeah, it's high.
The nigga was like, the man was like, well, you know, I listen to Cocktails and I hear the things that you say. He was like, I want you to order whatever you want on the menu. We're going to get a bottle of wine, get the most expensive one. And I liked that. I was like, okay. And then I was like, I could just hear the universe being like, all right, bitch, see this, the vibration we send you. Niggas that just got money and ain't shit.
No, nothing.
I did try Branzino. It was really good. I never had Branzino. Oh, yeah, I've always been terrified to get it because there's just the whole head just sitting there, his jawline.
It's a tasty little fish.
It was tasty. Mm-hmm. It had lemons and stuff. So the conversation ended up being good after we finished our bottle of wine.
And that's not good.
That's not good.
That is the worst. It's like, am I going to have to be drunk every time I'm with
you?
Is
this why wives become alcoholics?
Yes. I always think about Brie Van de Kamp. That's the kind of alcoholic I would be.
That's Stepford Wives? No.
No, Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
So, you know, people typically think of alcoholics as the people on the corner, but that bitch was just drinking a bottle of wine every day, which I guess I don't know why I'm saying I would be. But anyway, I'm probably already there. But, you know, she was stressed out, them damn kids, having to make everything perfect. She was making charcuterie boards at lunchtime for the kids. They didn't have Lunchables. They had whole ass everything. The kids went off of her one day and was like, Mom, why do we always have cuisine? Why can't we just have like a regular meal? Meatloaf.
Oh, you know what? That's a good mother.
Yeah, she was always doing the most, but that bitch was stressed out and she was an alcoholic and she had to go to therapy and like, AA. But okay. She made it out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we move on, because there's just so many things I don't want to skip on this, because dating is, we love talking about dating. So the last two things.
I wish we could talk about good dates that we've been on.
One day we will. We going to, universe, you hear us?
I'm going to pray about it.
We're going to go on some really good dates. Maybe we need to go back to trying to set each other up. No, never mind. Because you hooked me up with that 18-year-old nigga. Remember when you had me go
with somebody that was 23 and short?
But he still took you on a great date.
Now, I didn't know that the nigga was going to take you on a bad place.
My dude was calling his best friend, talking about, I didn't know Medina. He was going to do all
that.
Like,
now, I didn't know that man personally. It was a crunch time. It was about 2 years ago. Y'all wasn't helping your girls out.
Blind dates are the worst.
He was tall.
So, I heard someone say on a show that I was listening to recently that guys go on first dates to fuck. Girls go on first dates to possibly find a husband or someone that you're going to have a real connection with.
Did a man say this?
A man said it, but women agreed. But okay. And not taking it to the extreme of diving deep, like dissecting it to the point where you're like, every date you go on, you're like, I'm going to marry him. No, but you're like, could I see myself with you? Like how I said, I'm sitting there across from the man, like, could
can
you
I
be
fuck her?
Yeah, or, or you're like, if I got pregnant by you, would I be okay with that? And the guy is just thinking, am I about to get some pussy tonight? What do you think about that? Do you think that's true?
Yeah, but mine is like a combination because I be thinking, can I marry you? And then what that dick hitting for? Because I need both, okay? We're just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I need both. And if it's not good, then it's like, do I really want to cheat on my husband? He might be good. And then I just go back, he's probably good on paper. Can we get another glass of wine? You know? Yeah.
So
what do you think?
I think it's safe to say that I agree with the statement. I do think that we have high hopes. And also that's the reason why, like, sometimes you put the dates off because you're like, I don't want to waste my time. I feel like niggas don't care if they waste their time.
They don't.
Yeah, they're like, I'm gonna go on the date.
I got some money in my
If she look good and
today.
Don't talk, I'm not really gonna be upset. If I fuck, cool, but I really would like to fuck. But we women for the most part are like,
we try. We're gonna look good, smell good, we're gonna overthink the conversation that we need to have
at
the
table. We text our friends and be like, girl, okay, I'm about to go on the date with him. Like, I'm so excited. But niggas don't do that.
They don't.
They are trying to get some pussy. And I think that Dang, I wish I could be like that, but I don't know how to be like that. Even I'm gonna if try it's, it. I'm gonna try it too. Like,
let's just go out and see.
I ain't gonna try it. I'm gonna be sad, crying the next couple episodes. Because then you're gonna like him. It's gonna be me talking about my talk space session. But then it also, to wrap it all up before we move on to Indecisive, Diane, what are you dating for?
I want a husband. I want my last name dropped. I want my egg scrambled, like Tiffany Pollard said. I want all that shit. Honestly, like, I've been talking myself out of going on dates with guys who I feel like is pointless. Mm-hmm. I need to talk myself out of everybody, really, because this isn't going to end well. I can already feel myself slipping back into crazy lane. But I'm just going to ride it and see what happens. But, yeah, I want something. Mm-hmm. I don't want another fuck buddy. Like, those positions have all been filled. Mm-hmm. We have a position available, and it's my husband, and it's vacant, and it's been vacant for a while. It has excellent benefits, and I'm looking to hire ASAP.
I like that. You got that. You know. Y'all hear that? To the point. Concise. Okay. Clear.
I'm ready. Blunt. Let's go.
I am dating for, this is going to sound so crazy, I want a best friend. And that is why I think a lot of the dates, I can't stand Kiki. I already have a best friend. I want my man. Do you know who Slim and Love are? Love and Slim on YouTube. I'm gonna send you the link, bro. When you watch their relationship, she be cracking up with this nigga. They be playing. I need a nigga that can play. I be meeting these niggas that want to wear these really nice Rolex, spend all this money, which is great.
But I'm like, what's wrong with that? I'm like, it's not like I be needing to laugh and have fun and be goofy.
I'm starting to realize that's why I don't like these niggas.
Because they don't have no personality.
I need a best friend.
It's all about the money.
I need a best friend. And I need a best friend. I love you. You love me. Let's be best friends.
Okay.
That is what I'm dating for. And if I don't see it right away, if I don't feel it right away, I do be like, all right, so what am I going to use you for?
Yep. It's like, okay, what do you have to offer me? The question that I hate the most, what do you bring to the table? And I really mean, like, lay it out. Do we have a black card? Do you have a home that I can move into? Do you have an extra home that I could just have? You got some cars laying around? Like, what's up? You got some money you want to send me? Let's sell each other.
What are we doing? Yeah, let's play back.
Well,
and
you
tag.
Tell me.
Yeah. Tag. But okay, y'all, we are going to move on to Indecisive Diane. When we come back, we have some advice and some juicy cocktails for you.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane. And this week I have an out-of-town date for you. If you live in Dallas or if you and your bae want to travel there, you gotta go to 60 Vines. Listen, it's a casual new American kitchen wine bar. They literally have 60 different wine taps. Go there, try them all. You might get pregnant. Here's the address. It's 500 Crescent Court Suite 160, Dallas, Texas. Located in the Crescent Hotel. You'll love it.
Are they juicy? You got a juicy one?
You got a juicy one. No, you got a juicy advice.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. Okay, so you guys, we are back, and it is time for the advice. Remember, if you would like to ask us a question and have us answer it on this show, you can email us, askcocktails@gmail.com. Okay, so the first one, it says, losing the love of my life to reality TV. How the fuck does this happen?
Lord.
Whew. All right, get ready. It's a long one. Hey y'all, I'm a 25-year-old PhD student, and my boyfriend is a 30-year-old auto plant worker. And ladies, I need y'all's help. So my boyfriend and I started watching Seeking Sister Wife. I like the trashy TLC reality shows. I feel you, girl. While watching the show, we discussed how this lifestyle wouldn't work for our relationship right now since it's still so novel and we both lack the emotional maturity to share a partner romantically. That's for honest. Context, yeah, we've been dating since June 2020. Oh, yeah, it's barely been a year. But got into a committed relationship in February of 2021. Oh, yeah, way too soon. Okay, well, long story short-ish, a few days later, we go on a picnic and he says, remember that show we were watching? Well, I've been thinking about it a lot and I want another girlfriend, aka sister wives. Now, nigga, I just told you.
I don't like that.
Neither one of us are mature enough, and we just got together. In fact, you're not even gonna give me a year, bitch? The fuck? Okay, sorry. She didn't say none of that. That's just me. All right. Since we plan for this to be long-term, and I know that human desire is natural, I told him from the start that I'm open to male-female-female threesomes if he would be open to male-female-male threesomes. To be clear, both the guys would be fucking me, but they would not have to touch each other unless they wanted to. We agreed to this. Since I'm open to sharing him sexually, I'm not completely against us having other emotional partners. I just would prefer that we waited to explore that farther into our relationship. I told him that I'm not ready to share him emotionally yet, but one day we could explore that together. He pretty much says that he wants to explore this now, and he would not be himself if he did not. He ready to cheat. Okay, fast forward. A few days later, this nigga tells me he has been cheating on me with this girl.
He was already
listen to
cheating.
Your girls. Listen to your girls. Okay, he was cheating on me with this girl, and he loves her. Oh, hell no. And wants to be with both of us. This is not how you do it, bitch.
It's not how you
this
do it.
This is not. I hope your man is listening. That's not how you do it. I can tell you how to do it later. But that's not how you do it. Okay. Anyway. Bitch, I thought I was about to pass out. Y'all, until yesterday, I thought this nigga was the man of my dreams. I love him. I know him. Keke Palmer voice. He fulfilled me emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. He is fine with a huge dick. Longer and thicker than a glaze spray can. Oh. That might be too much for me. And we both agree that we have amazing nasty sex. He has told me this has been his best relationship and that I have become his best friend in safe space. You were just talking about that best friend. He is not rich. Oh,
go ahead and leave.
But he makes enough to provide for his two kids by two baby mamas.
Girl, bye. Look at him, put this in the beginning. And he got the nerve to want another girlfriend.
Another one. So that's going to be three women to take care of. You got two kids. One of y'all probably wants some more kids. Okay, but whatever.
Fuck out of here.
You didn't ask us that. Okay, we even have a Cali vacation booked in 2 weeks and have damn near been together for months. Okay, we are currently broken up. Duh. Because he lied to me and cheated on me for months. Let's be real. Y'all got together in February. It's June. He been cheating the whole time.
The whole time, sis. Like, we love you. We
love
you.
That's 4 months. Okay. That is completely unacceptable, especially since we just became committed in February. Like, he definitely could have told me about her 3 months ago when it was not cheating, especially since he pushed for us to be in a relationship. So now he is on punishment. Which is no communication until I get my head and heart in order. I signed up for therapy to help that process. So now he gave you a bill. Okay. But here's where I need y'all's help. Honestly, I still want to be with him. Since I'm open to threesomes and poly relationships and I still love him, I'm not completely against trying it in the future after I heal. The problem is, if I decide to go on this journey with him, I want to be able to explore with other men too, but my boyfriend is not okay with that at all. I told him that I understand how being with another man can make him feel uncomfortable, but I'm willing to do it on his terms, including doing things like letting him help pick my person. Please. Having a limited emotional and physical relationship with the other person. You're not going to be able to control that, sister girl. Having him as my only primary, etc. But he is not trying to compromise. I even told him it could be like an MFM threesome, for example. I would only have sex with him when my boyfriend is there or permits me. But he can also take me out sometimes. This may sound controlling, but I'm a sub and being told what to do turns me on. He says he wants both his girlfriends to be faithful to him. He admits this is bullshit and not fair, especially since he was not faithful to me. He says that he does not want to explore with or date other women. He just wants to be with us. Honestly, I'm not even mad about the cheating or the girl. I just hate that he lied in my face. It makes me feel like he's a psychopath. Oh, it's even crazier to think how this has been my best, most fulfilling relationship, even though he has been cheating. This is fucked up, but that sort of made me think being poly with him could work. Why? Okay, now Keke and Medina, I'm still young. I knew that. With a lot to learn. So please guide your young ho-hopper. Girl, what? I know ultimately the final choice is mine to make, but what do y'all think? Should I say fuck this whole relationship?
Yes.
He would not stay if I cheated on him. So why should I stay with him? Right. If not, how do I get him to be more open and set aside his ego since that's what he's asking me to do also? I know it's different types of poly, so excuse me, how do you suggest dealing with a partner who does not want you to explore too? That's not poly. Can you trust a partner who has cheated? These are a lot of questions. Can you trust a partner who has cheated even if y'all have an open relationship? And just in case we don't work, can you give me some tips for how to deal with suddenly and dramatically losing the love of your life? Thanks for taking the time to read and discuss this. I love you both so much. Love and you. I appreciate how y'all are creating opportunities / pathways for Black people from pre-PhD.
Girl, here's what I want you to think about real quick. And this is really all I'm going to say. I want you to think about this, good sis. And thank you for listening to the show. Do you want to be hurt now and you can go ahead and deal with the pain and get over the heartache and get your tears out, listen to your Beyonce, have a bubble bath, drink some wine, you know, get over it now? Or do you want to just like, you know, put those feelings on the back burner, put up with this nigga's bullshit, and then maybe like a year or two, maybe 3 years down the line, then you'll deal with the heartache? Which one? You pick. Because either way, you get hurt. This is dumb. This nigga lied. It's right in your face.
And your relationship wasn't really open. Y'all talked about having threesomes, but
he already had the sister wife on deck. He had another girl.
He just thought he was going to convince you of it. He's not compromising to what you want.
He's not going to be honest about the relationship with the other woman.
He's not.
Girl, just say you got a PhD.
Do I know this nigga? Because I'd have met a few. Let me tell you something. I had talked about a guy who wanted to have two girlfriends at one point.
He don't have no money. We forgot that part. How do you have two girls?
That's what I'm about to say. Now, this situation was different. Nigga was paid. So it's like, I mean, shit, I only wanted a boyfriend part-time anyway. This could work. This ain't gonna work. And it was totally different. Like, you're not getting anything out of it that you want but him.
And maybe some herpes.
Ooh. Did you think about that? Girl, you need to leave his ass. He doesn't deserve you. And you just need to keep going to therapy and everything and just work on you and what you really want. If you want an open relationship, next relationship you get in, let that nigga know from the jump. Like, hey, this is what I'm into. But we're not about to be having all these extra relationships. I want to be with somebody now, just me and you. And then that's something for later on down the line. But I still want to be able to enjoy you and get to know you without all these other bitches.
That nigga about to lower your vibrations, and that is not what you want.
You're gonna be stressed out. Your edges gonna fall out. You're gonna be fucking up at work.
PhD.
And then you're gonna fuck up your, what they call it, the thesis, dissertation, whatever the fuck y'all gotta do to get these damn PhDs. You're gonna fuck it up.
Let the other bitch have him. She about to get pregnant by him. He about to have his third baby. He already don't got no money.
Oh, I forgot about all the baby mamas.
Yeah, like, sis ain't it.
You know what's gonna happen? Y'all gonna fuck around, get married. He gonna stick it out long enough, and then guess who paying child support? Salary, you, because now you're his wife. That's some bullshit that you don't need to sign up for. Please run. And I hope y'all broke up already.
Me too. Please.
For your sake, not his.
Yeah. Please. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll do the next advice on the next
episode.
We are going to move on to our cocktails portion. Remember, you guys, if you guys ever want to send us a sexy, juicy story, send it to us at cocktails.atl@gmail.com and maybe we'll read it on the show.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Okay, I think you should read yours.
Okay.
Girl, pussy.
What? This one is titled Girl, Pussy Cocktail. Hey ladies, my name is Gabby from Dallas, Texas. You don't have to keep me anonymous. I don't care.
Oh,
I love the podcast.
She about to put our skills out.
Hey Gabby. I just started listening at the beginning of this year. It started from the very beginning. Now I'm on episode 116. So I'll catch up soon since I binge your podcast every day at work. I'll make this as short as possible. One night we went out for a good night out, drank, danced, grinding, and almost fucking at the club.
Ooh.
We stayed till they closed, so our drunk asses go home, of course, drunk and horny. As I'm driving, I start playing with her pussy, putting her underwear to the side as I play with her clit. After a while, I tell her to face me. She put one leg on the dashboard and the other on my seat.
Is this about me?
I start fingering her like two chains once I said, oh.
Left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that pussy.
I'm glad you knew it because I was about to
you
read
know
it.
I love two chains.
She is moaning and screaming. Ah, and it's just turning me on so much. We get to my apartment. I find parking anywhere. I don't even care, bitch. You don't live in Atlanta because you'd be booted.
Okay, or towed.
I just wanted to dive in. We park and right away get in and get that bitch in top way. And right away, get the bitch on top of me, pull her skirt up, and start going down. I'm in that pussy. Ooh. Both of us half naked, not giving a care in the world if we get caught. Ooh. We keep going, and then she squirts back to back. Ooh. My clothes and seats get soaked. I keep going, then I remember my strap. In the car?
Stay ready so you ain't gotta get ready.
I wanna dick this hoe now. We run half naked through the parking lot to my apartment and continue to fuck. We fuck till we passed out. I love when shit like that happens. Mm-hmm. You just fall out, leg all open, slobbering. Mm-hmm. One of the many great sex my girlfriend and I have had, top three. Hope you enjoyed. P.S. Hopefully one of y'all sex tapes comes out so I can have something to enjoy while I play with myself at night.
Man. Sit
on my iPhone, bitch. You better hope none of my sex tapes come out because I'm getting a lawyer. It's going to be, we finding who did it and they going to jail. I'm not playing. But
one will probably be mine. I didn't send them out enough.
I'm going to be mad. Y'all going to be like, what happened to Medina from Cocktails? The bitch to no. I'll be
she
so
disappeared.
Sad. She disappeared.
She moved to Finland.
Yeah, I am Mormon now. I don't play that shit. But that was a good one, girl. That was a good
that
cocktail.
Was a good
I was
one.
Picturing it in my mind as
Me
I was
too.
Reading it.
It's a good time. Sounds familiar. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Cocktails. Remember that we release bonus episodes every single Monday on Patreon. It's patreon.com/cocktails. And we have a live coming up this month. It'll be at the end of the month. So go over there and you'll see when it is and all those details. Make sure you're following us at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
And I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys. Goodbye.
And here's a little clip from the most recent bonus episode.
He will no longer be there anymore. Just my
Is
love.
Is he in jail?
He's gone. I don't know. He's not dead. He was just like, I'm going to be gone for a while. And I was like,
and going up the road.
He said, just my luck, bro. He's so fucking
You said
cute.
You like him hood.
I said, this nigga better not call me asking me to bail him out of jail. Because I'm going to do it. And I'm going to
stand.
I'm just playing. I'm
you going to stand beside him.
I'm going to stand beside him. I love that TikTok.
This is your man.
Yes.
Look at the screen.
That's mine.
And that's what you're going to settle for.
I'm going to stick beside him.
Anyways, that's my crazy ass cocktail for this bonus episode. And it's going to remain a bonus episode. Y'all better not tell my secret.
I'm sorry. But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.